Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, October 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Community Compassion in Action. A Place at Home North Austin and Share the Will Foundation provide power chairs to veterans. A Place at Home, North Austin and Share the Will Foundation recently teamed up to donate a power scooter to a local veteran and a power wheelchair to a community member in need. This partnership aims to improve mobility and independence for Central Texans. Stacy Eisenberg, the owner of A Place at Home, North Austin, emphasized the importance of compassion and service in their mission. Together with founder Will Williams of Share the Will Foundation, they have donated over 34 essential medical equipment pieces to veterans and individuals in the community. The event highlighted the power of community partnerships in making a tangible difference, turning compassion into action, one donation at a time.
Democrats urge end to shutdown so airport workers can get paid. Maryland Democratic officials, including Representative Sarah Elfrith and Governor Wes Moore, are urging Congress and the president to end the government shutdown so essential workers like TSA agents and air traffic controllers can get paid for their service. They held a news conference at BWI Airport to highlight the impact on workers who are currently working without pay. Republicans blame Senate Democrats for the impasse, while Democrats call on President Trump to come to the negotiating table. Maryland is offering assistance programs, including a federal shutdown loan program, to help federal workers affected by the shutdown. For more information, visit the Maryland Department of Labor website. Government shutdown, by the numbers. The government shutdown continues into its second week as Congress has yet to come to a deal on a budget bill. The shutdown began at midnight on October 1st, the close of the 2025 fiscal year, and the Senate remains in a stalemate over a funding plan to reopen the government. With each hour the shutdown continues, hundreds of thousands of federal employees continue to be without pay or work. This is the 21st partial or full shutdown since the 1977 fiscal year, with 62% of all shutdowns occurring under the presidencies of Ronald Reagan or Jimmy Carter. More than a dozen federal departments and agencies have been impacted by furloughs as a result of the current government shutdown, with the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Education seeing the highest rates of furloughs. Nearly 600,000 workers were furloughed as a result of the shutdown, according to data from agency and departmental funding lapse plans. Blackbird Finance's Nathan Muller, MBA CFP, provides pro bono financial guidance at Archuleta County Health Fair. Nathan Muller, MBA CF, founder of Blackbird Finance, provided pro bono financial guidance at the Archuleta County Health Fair. Muller's sessions covered budgeting, debt management, saving strategies, and long-term financial planning, benefiting Pagosa Springs residents. He emphasized the link between financial wellness and overall health, highlighting the impact of money stress on well-being. By promoting financial literacy and confidence, Blackbird Finance aims to create healthier, more resilient communities. The firm's mission goes beyond wealth building to empower individuals to improve their quality of life through getting good with their money. Learn more at the Blackbird Finance website.
Eaton Fire lawyers at the Wagner Law Group announce hotline for people concerned about SCE refusing settlements at 833-200-7111. Eaton Fire lawyers at the Wagner Law Group have launched a hotline for those affected by the Eaton Fire, likely caused by Southern California Edison. Over 100 lawsuits have been filed against SCE, with the utility company refusing mediation meetings. the Wagner Law Group is alarmed by SCE's strategy to delay the legal process, pressuring victims into accepting small settlements. SCE's draft compensation plan includes payouts based on square footage and extent of damage, but the Wagner Law Group finds this tactic deplorable. They urge Eaton Fire victims to call the SCE settlement hotline at 833-200-7111 for assistance. The Wagner Law Group is experienced in holding utility companies accountable for fire-related damages and is dedicated to helping fire victims seek fair compensation.
Cook Law Group expands commitment to justice with new office in Macon, Georgia. Cook Law Group, a distinguished personal injury law firm based in Gainesville, Georgia, has expanded its commitment to justice with the opening of a new office in Macon. Led by experienced attorneys Matt and Kate Cook, the firm has recovered over $700 million for clients, with more than $225 million secured in verdicts and settlements over the past decade. The Macon office will offer dedicated legal support to victims of personal injury, wrongful death, medical malpractice, trucking accidents, and more. With a client-centered approach and a reputation for excellence, Cook Law Group aims to provide innovative solutions and maximum recovery for their clients in Macon and surrounding areas. For more information, or to schedule a free consultation, contact Cook Law Group at 678-928-3899. Westside Home Improvements expands full-service remodeling and roofing solutions across Cowlitz and Lewis counties, Washington. Westside Home Improvements, a family-owned contractor, has expanded its full-service remodeling and roofing solutions across Cowlitz and Lewis counties, Washington. Specializing in interior and exterior remodeling, roofing, siding, painting, and gutter installation, the company aims to help homeowners improve, protect, and enjoy their homes. From kitchen remodels to roof replacements, Westside Home Improvements brings care, quality, and integrity to every project. Offering services like roof repair, gutter installation, interior remodeling, siding installation, and window replacements, the company is known for reliable scheduling, transparent pricing, and excellent communication. Homeowners in Cowlitz and Lewis counties can request a free estimate by visiting the company's website or calling 36-449-9876. WSI Gutter Installation expands professional gutter services across Vancouver and Clark County, Washington. WSI Gutter Installation, a trusted gutter contractor in Southwest Washington, is now offering expanded services in Vancouver and Clark County, WA. Specializing in seamless gutter installation, repair, and cleaning, the company helps homeowners protect their properties from water damage. With over a decade of experience, WSI Gutter Installation provides high-quality solutions such as seamless aluminum gutter installation, downspout repair, and custom solutions for residential and light commercial properties. Homeowners in Vancouver, Battleground, Ridgefield, Camas, and Washougal can request a free estimate either remotely or on-site. For more information, visit their website or call 425-470-3804.
Affiliated Development launches second Impact Housing Fund, pioneering luxury mixed-income housing. Affiliated Development, a leading real estate development, investment, and asset management firm, has launched its second impact investment fund, Affiliated Housing Impact Fund 2, LP. This $250 million fund will finance high-quality, mixed-income workforce housing projects across Florida, addressing the state's critical housing shortage. The fund, managed by Nick Rojo and Jeff Burns, focuses on delivering luxury multifamily communities at attainable rents through public-private partnerships. The majority of commitments have come from local municipal, police, and fire pension plans, reflecting a shared vision of reinvesting capital back into the community. Affiliated has already secured approvals for several workforce housing developments and expects to break ground on more projects later this year. With a track record of over $1 billion of investment nationwide, Affiliated Development is committed to reshaping communities and providing sustainable housing solutions.
Tommy Mack Custom Furniture opens first showroom in Boston's financial district. Tommy Mack Custom Furniture, founded by Boston native Tommy MacDonald, opens its first showroom in Boston's financial district at 155 Federal Street. The showroom features a collection of handcrafted furniture, including rockers, armchairs, kitchen stools, live-edge tables, and beds, all made from the finest North American hardwoods. The space also showcases works from local makers, emphasizing Massachusetts-based craftsmanship. Tommy Mack's luxury arts and crafts-inspired rocker, named after his mom Millie, is a highlight of the collection. The showroom is open Tuesday to Saturday, with appointments encouraged. For more information, visit tommymack.us or follow Tommy Mack on Instagram and YouTube. Boca Helping Hands needs help, feeding 4,000 families for Thanksgiving. Boca Helping Hands is seeking community support to feed 4,000 families for Thanksgiving through its Thanksgiving Box Brigade program. Donations of $29.72 can provide a holiday meal box for a family in need. With 1 in 9 people in Palm Beach County struggling with food insecurity, the need for hunger relief programs is crucial. The program sponsors, including Dalphin Industrial and Humana, will help distribute meals to families in East Boca Raton, West Boca, Delray Beach, Boynton Beach, and Lake Worth. While the Thanksgiving Box Brigade receives significant community support, food insecurity remains a year-round issue. Any excess contributions will go towards supporting the 181,000 families facing food insecurity in Palm Beach County. Boca Helping Hands offers a lifeline to thousands of individuals each year, providing not just meals, but also assistance with rent, utilities, childcare, and job training to promote lasting independence. For more information, visit bocahelpinghands.org.
Luxury health and wellness destination Monarch Athletic Club to launch first East Coast location at the Rivani Miami Beach. Monarch Athletic Club, the physician-led wellness destination, is set to open its first East Coast location at the Rivani Miami Beach. This 8,000-square-foot facility will offer a fully integrated model combining medicine, fitness, and recovery under one roof. Members will have access to a team of physicians, strength coaches, nutritionists, and more to focus on prevention and optimization. The club's arrival in Miami marks a significant milestone, bringing a new standard of proactive preventative health to the vibrant and health-conscious community. Founded by Dr. Ryan M. Green and Paul Freschke, Monarch Athletic Club is set to debut at the Rivani Miami Beach in 2026, aligning with Rivani's vision of a workplace designed around lifestyle and well-being.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.